Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrn Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
Just like that famous line from the movie Cool Hand Luke, a lot of the problems that we get into with animals result from breakdowns in communication. And I've read a lot of books on the subject of communication and all that it involves. Communication among those of the same species and those of different species. Perhaps one book that sums it up best is a very, very small book. It's not written by a biologist. It's not written by a communication specialist per se. It's written by a former surgeon who went back to his roots in traditional medicine and healing and wrote a slender volume called The Four Agreements. The first agreement is to be impeccable in your word. Part of being impeccable in your word involves intention. You think before you speak. You think before you act. In previous podcasts, we've talked about the role of intention with our animals. Not only does intention relative to our interactions with them cause us to stop and think, intention permits us to initiate. By virtue of initiating, we assume responsibility for what our animals do. The second agreement is don't take it personally. There's an increased tendency to take things personally, to think that everything is about us, even when the dog or the cat does it. If our animals misbehave, we want to believe it's because they hate us, or they're trying to complicate our lives, or they're deliberately trying to ruin our sleep or mess up our homes. We're so convinced of this that we can't even stop to think about something we all surely know. Our animals don't perceive the world the same way we do. The idea that a dog or a cat with ultrasonic hearing, motion-sensitive vision, and an incredible sense of smell, so much so that they tend to live in a world we consider paranormal, we would say to ourselves, holy moly, thinking that animal sees reality the same way I do is nuts. It is totally irrational. What person in their right mind would do such a thing? And yet, we do it all the time. The dog or the cat pees or poops in the house, and right away we think, he hates us. He's jealous of the new baby. He's mad because they didn't come home after work. The idea that this animal might be marking his or her territory, not an issue. The idea that this animal might have a medical problem, we might think about that if we were in a more charitable mood. But the first thing is, me, 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 me. We take it personally. So the second agreement is, don't take it personally. The third one is, assume nothing. In the case of animals, this is pretty self-explanatory, and it should be even more so than it is in people. You just don't assume anything. And yet we do it all the time. We just discussed how we tend to think that our animals perceive reality exactly the same way we do. We assume they do. We assume they express love the same way we do, anger or depression. We tell ourselves, well, that's exactly the way I'd feel if I were a dog or a cat or a parakeet or a horse under these circumstances. So naturally, that's what must be going on. And so we make those assumptions, and then when problems arise, we feel betrayed. And that bounces us back to taking things personally again, doesn't it? And it also bounces us back to not being impeccable in our words. We didn't think things through first. We just reacted. Now, all of these agreements would be pretty grim because they're hard. But the fourth agreement gives us a break. Always do your best. You might be thinking, that's a break? That I should always do my best around animals, as in learning about their normal behavior, learning about their perceptions of reality as best we can know it at this time, learning about their species-specific and individual needs. How can I always do my best? Well, the reality is we can't, but we can try. We can try to the best of our ability. And when we fail, we can admit that we made a mistake, make the necessary changes, and let the past go. So that's what it boils down to in terms of having an agreeable relationship with a member of another species, and even one of our own, for that matter. Be impeccable in your word. Think before you say anything to your animal, or even about your animal. Don't take whatever your animal does personally. Don't make assumptions. Find out what is and isn't relative to your animals. And last, always do your best.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.